Today's Mishnayos are Masechtes Peah, Perek Hey, Mishnah Hey, and Mishnah Vav. Today's Mishnayos are being learned by Ilui Nishmas, Reb Arye Tzvi, Ben Reb Chanoch Hendel, the Kozhuk Lava Goyen, Hashem Yinkoim Davoy. So we're continuing to discuss halachas of Leket, but really, as we're going to see, today's Mishnayos are going to discuss the mitzvah of Leket, Shikra and Peya. So one of the halachas that we've seen related to Leket, Shikra and Peya is that they're potter min ha-maiser. It's really a very big chiddush. If somebody has a field, peiros grow in Eretz Yisrael, there's a chiyuv to be mafresh trumas u'maisres. In some instances, midairaisa. In other instances, only midrabanon. But generally speaking, if something grows from admas kodesh, from Eretz Yisrael, there's a chiv to be mafresh, trumas u'maisres. There are, however, some exceptions to the rule. One of the exceptions, and definitely the exception of the day, as we're learning Masechtes Peah, is that whatever's leket, whatever's shikcha, and whatever's peah, is potem and ha-maisres. On that note, zok de mishnah, machlif ma'aniyim, if somebody swaps tfua with an ani. So there was an araman that's walking around with a little bit of leket, a little shikcha, a little peah. Then there's a balabas, who also has tefua. So he goes over to the Araman, he says, I'll give you my tefua if you give me your tefua. And the Araman says, sure, no problem. Once upon a time, it was very common for two people to swap assets. Hamachlif Parah v'chamar is one of the most famous sugyas in Shas, in Masechtes Bava Metzia. But the concept of barter was once upon a time very, very shchiach. So it says the Mishnah, if someone is machlif ima ani, bishalai pater, what the balabas receives from the ani is going to be pater min ha-maisres. The reason is because the ani is giving the balabas leket shikhor peah. Leket shikhor peah are pater min ha-maisres. Here's the chiddush. Even now that he gave it to the balabayas, it still remains pater min ha-maisres because at its core, it's something that's pater min ha-maisres. Ubishalani im chayef. However, what the balabas gave the ani is going to be chayev in maaser. And the reason is very simple, because what the balabas gave the ani is something that inherently is chayev in maaser. And just because he gave it to an ani doesn't make a potem in a maaser. So what the ani gives the balabas is going to now be chayev in maaser. It's going to be potem in a maaser. And what the balabas gives the ani is going to be Chayev in Maiser. Another halacha. Shnayim shekiblu es hasode ba'arisos. As an introduction to the second part of the Mishnah, the halacha is that if an ani owns a piece of property and he has tfua that grows on that property, can he himself take his own leket shikcha peya or no? Now you're going to tell me the case sounds a little like an oxymoron. If he's an ani, why does he own property? It's not a kasha. Besides, we saw earlier in the Masechta, Rabbi Akiva Shita is that if a person owns karka, even a kolshu, he's already chayiv in peyah. So you see that you don't have to have such a large portfolio in order for one to be obligated in the laws of leket shikcha and peyah. So here's the question. If someone's an araman and now he owns property, is he chayiv? Can he take his own leket shikcha and peyah, or can he not take his own leket shikcha and peyah? And the short answer is, he cannot. So even though this person is entitled to take someone else's leket shikcha and peyah, but his own leket shikcha and peyah, that's not going to be okay. So says the Mishnah, what happens if shnayim shekiblu es hasode ba'arisos? There were two people that both signed an arisos contract with a landowner. So to be an aris, once upon a time, was very, very common. The case was where one person owned a field, and there was someone else who was an operator who knew how to work a field. And they would sign an agreement that said that the operator is going to work on the field, he's going to do 100% of the work, and he's going to take, let's say, 25% or 33% or 50% of the profit. So there was some profit-sharing arrangement. One person provides the actual land, the other person provides the sweat equity, he's going to do the work, he has the know-how, and then there's going to be some sort of shutfis in terms of how they're going to divvy up the crops that are going to grow. Now, from a halachic perspective, an aris is viewed as a landowner, meaning it's viewed as if he's a shutif now in the field. And for that reason, an aris would not be allowed to take the leket shikcha peyah from the field that he's an aris, even if technically he's an araman, and technically he's someone that qualifies for leket shikcha peyah. But the Mishnah says, what happens if shnayim shekiblu es hasode ba'arisos? It wasn't one aris, but there were two people, they were shutfin, and together they took on a field ba'arisos. So the halacha zeh noisin lezeh chelkei ma'aser ani, v'zeh noisin lezeh chelkei ma'aser ani. Each person is not allowed to take the chelik of the matnesanim, they correspond to their own percentage of ownership. However, each person can take what the other person owns. So if one person owned everything, he wouldn't be able to take anything. But being that over here, there are different partners, so each partner can take what belongs to the other partner, and in this case, even though the person is an artist in this field, it would be a hechatimsa where he'd be able to take from this field the matnasanim. Hamakabel saw the liksar, a similar case. What happens if someone was makabel to harvest a field? So he wasn't your typical shearcropper, he wasn't your typical artist. However, he did make some sort of arrangement with the owner of the field that he's going to harvest the field. Allah is also beleket, shikha, upeya, maisa ani. He's not allowed to take leket, he can't take shikha, he can't take peya, he can't take maisa ani. In short, he's not allowed to take the maisa ani. When is that true? That's only if the arrangement was that he's going to take half, a third, or a quarter of the profit. But if he told him, shlish masha'ata koitza shalcha, I'm allowing you to keep one third of whatever it is you harvest, in that case, he's going to be allowed to take the leket, he's allowed to take the shikha, he's allowed to take the peya. For us, the ma'isani is not allowed, be allowed to take the ma'isani. Really, all Rabbi Yehuda said was what we had said earlier, and that is that in the event that the arrangement of this partnership is that they're partners in the actual field, so in that case, the halacha is, if I own a field, and now my field yields leket, shikha, peya, I'm not allowed to take it. However, in the case where the worker, the operator, is not a partner in the actual field, he's just taking a certain percentage of what the field produces, so being that he doesn't own the actual field, all he is a regular pile. If all he is a regular pile, in that case, he would be allowed to take the leket shikhan peya. So essentially what we're saying is that if somebody owns a field, he can't take leket shikhan peya, even if he's an ani. If someone's an artist, he has some sort of arrangement, he's a sharecropper, he also can't. If, however, he doesn't own any chelik of the field, and he doesn't have your traditional aris arrangement, but rather he's allowed to keep a little bit of what it is he does, so instead of getting paid an hourly rate, so the arrangement is that you're going to work, so percentage, whatever it is you produce, you'll be able to take. In that case, he could take the leket shikhan peya because he doesn't own a chelik of the field. He's just getting paid. Instead of by the hour, it's by the bushel or whatever it is. That's already a situation where the halach is he's not a shutif, and if he's not deemed a shutif, he'd be allowed to take the leket shikhan peya. Mishnevav, ha-moicher esadeyu, if somebody sells his field, so the halach is ha-moicher mutter. The moicher, after he sells the field, is allowed to take the leket shikhan peya. It's not his field anymore. Valekeachas, the person that buys the field, he would not be able to take the leket shikhan peya. So the fact that you once owned the field is neither here nor there. You own it, you can't take it. Now that you sold it, you could take it. The buyer, until he bought it, could take it. Now that he's the owner, the halacha is he can't keep it anymore. V'yiskar adam es ha-poyelim. A person's not allowed to hire workers. Amenashe yilakeid benoy acharav. Now the word benoy is a little bit of an improper pronoun. It's a little tricky. So what the Mishnah is saying is that a person who owns a field, he's looking to hire somebody. So the psoicher comes and he says, I'm willing to come work for you. However, here's the condition. I want to bring my kids to work with me, and I want them to be able to follow me around, and they can take the leket, or if there's any shikha, or if there's any peya. From the balabayas' perspective, he has nothing to lose. Big deal. Someone's going to take it. Let him take it. The halacha is he can't give it to him. And the reason is because essentially he's using the leket, shikha, and peya now as an incentive, as a perk in terms of hiring this pile. And there's no way in the world he's not benefiting from it, because either he's getting someone to work for him that maybe otherwise wouldn't work for him. Maybe he's giving him a shtickle discount in terms of what his rate would ordinarily be. But at the end of the day, epis toivas hanah he's having from it. And you can't have toivas hanah. Now, this is in contrast to trumas and maestras, where the owner is allowed to have toivas hanah. But like we spoke at the very, very beginning of the Masechta, la'oni v'lager tazavaisa means you don't even have a schus nesina. It's not yours at all. There's no tevis hana, and therefore this is not going to be okay. Talk to Mishnah again. Very yisoidi end of this Mishnah as it relates to what we're learning. If somebody doesn't allow the aniyim to come gather the leket and the shikha, or he allows one to come but he doesn't allow the other one, or he helps one of them, he's a gazlan. He's considered to be a goizel asaniyim, and al zen nemar, it's regarding him that the pasuk says, al tasig gvul oilim. Don't be masig gvul of the oilim. What does that mean? So this is a pasuk in Mishle, and the pasuk seems to be saying that you should not infringe into the boundaries of someone that's quote-unquote an oila. And the Gemara is applying that the Olim are these Aniyim, and by you going and determining who, manipulating, how the Lekichik and Pei are going to be disseminated, so you're being masig the Gvul of the Olim, and that's not something you're allowed to do. Now, it's interesting that we would quote this passage from all the Psukim that suggests anything related to Chayshim Mishpat issues and Gzela, Altasig, Gvul Olim. The truth is, Rav brings a few different, the Rav Shulchan Aruch, Bar Tanura, Rav Bar Tanura, brings a few different suggestions of what Oilim might even mean. The third pshat that he says is that could be Oilim as Milosh and Kovit, Kiderach Shekoirin Le'iver Saginar. That really, Al Tasek Gvul Oilim, we mean Al Tasek Gvul Yardim. That's why we're bringing this pasuk, because this pasuk is talking about don't be masik the vul of someone that's down. This person is down, he has to come on to other people for like a chikhen peya. The least you can do is respect his territory. And don't be masik the vul. But either way, the end of this Mishnah is just talking about that. If someone chepes with the onis like a chikhen peya, so this is something that he's not allowed to do. The alzen nemar, literally the Lashon HaMishnah, al tasig gvul oilim. That there's some sort of concept that a person is violating a pasuk, not in the Torah, but a pasuk in Mishlei. Just one interesting Marum Makom, we'll end with this, as it relates to stealing an Araman's Lekechik Hempeya. There's an Ovis de Rab Nosson, and this is in Perek Lamed Ches, Beis. Dever Bola Oilam, Ba'avoyin Lekechik Hempeya Maisa Ani. That if someone violates the laws of Leket, Shikha, Peya, Maisa, Ani, it brings Dever to the world. Maisa, Be'isha, Achaz, was a story with a woman. She lived in the neighborhood, and in this neighborhood that she lived, there was a Bala Sada, there was a landlord, he was a wealthy person. And she sent her two sons, they were poshit, starving, they needed food. So she sent her two sons to go be malakit in this field. But the Bala Sada, like in our Mishnah, he didn't allow them to come in. Iman Hoisei Meris. In the meantime, the mother was home and she's sitting by the door and she's waiting by the window. Masay Avoy Baiman Asada. When are my kids going to come back from the field? Hoping they were going to come back with like a chikampeya. Shema emtsin biyadam klum lecha. Maybe they're going to have something to eat. Vehem haya imrim. They, after they realized that they weren't allowed to take the like a chikampeya, they were walking home and they were all dejected and they were mamish counting down the minutes. Masai nelech el imenu. When are we going to get back to our mother? Shema nimtsa biyadam klum lecha. She's our mother. She's probably going to figure it out. And how is she, you know, hopefully she's going to give us something to eat. He like matza biyadam klum. When they came home, she realized that they didn't have anything. And when they came home, they realized that the mamna wasn't able to take care of them. Says the Avos Rav Nosson that they put their heads in their mother's lap. And they all ended up dying. They mamish died of starvation. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that Ein atem goyvin mehen elo nefashes. He turned and he said that this Bala Sada, really in his mind, what did he do? He didn't allow them to come take the Lekit Shikhen Peya. Or Bet Nishvashtanin, that he wasn't a Gazlin. He was a Reitzeach. That's what he was. And Ein atem goyvin mehen elo nefashes. And when it's going to come to judge this person, it's not going to be judged just like a Gazlin, but he's going to be judged like someone that's goyzel nefashes. Chayechem afani egva mi. That's what's going to happen. It's a pasuk in Mishlei. Al tigzol dal ki dalhu. Don't steal from the Araman because he's an Araman. Val tadaki ani b'shar. And don't chepezich with the ani. Ki Hashem yorev rivam v'kova es koiveyem nafesh. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to fight their fight and he's going to take the nefesh away from the person that took there. Who took away the nefesh? What did he do? This gegazelt from an Araman, like a chicken peya belongs to the Araman. You don't even have a schus of toives ana. And if a person goes ahead and a person takes the like a chicken peya from an Araman, al zen nemar al tasig vul oilim. That's a pasuk in Mishlei. It's a pasuk in Perek Chav Beis. Pasuk Chav Ches, but there's another Pasuk in Mishlei, and it's also in Perek Chav Beis. It's Perek Chav Beis, Pasuk Chav Beis, and Pasuk Chav Gimel. Val zeh nemar, al tigzol dal ki dalhu, val tedaki ani b'shar, ki Hashem yorev rivam v'kovet es koveyem nofesh. It's a question of Abizrayu de Ritzicha of Shvichas Domim. This halacha is obviously something that's very, very chamor.